Democrats celebrate after sad and somber impeachment of President Trump. By Christina Wong on December 18, 2019. House Democrats clapped and celebrated after they passed two articles of impeachment against President Trump, despite House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly telling them not to, as she has sought to portray the impeachment as a solemn and sad event. After the first article on abuse of power passed, Democrats broke out in applause for several seconds before Pelosi shot them a stern look. At least one Democrat shouted "Yay," according to a Politico reporter. After the second article on obstruction of Congress passed, someone again shouted what sounded like "Yeah." House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, tweeted out a video that showed Pelosi giving Democrats the stern look to get them to stop clapping. Pelosi reportedly wore black attire since the impeachment vote marked a somber day. The cheering and clapping went against what Democrat leaders planned. Earlier in the day, Rep. Diana DeShette, DCO, who presided over the impeachment debate, said, "This is a sad and somber moment in our nation's history, and the responsibility to preside over this important debate is something I will not take lightly." Democrat strategist John Cooper also tweeted earlier in the day, "Today is not a day for celebration. It's an extremely sad and somber day." However, despite Pelosi's instructions, some Democrats appeared to be jovial before the vote. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, who has come under fire in her red district, was seen laughing and smiling as she went to vote on impeachment, according to a National Republican Congressional Committee communications staffer. And House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, was allegedly seen drinking and cheering at a fancy restaurant with the entire Democrat committee staff last night. Breitbart News also caught Schiff's staff celebrating after the last day of impeachment inquiry hearings at a Capitol Hill bar last month. An area was booked and cordoned off for the celebration. The staffers toasted each other at least three times. Follow Breitbart News' @Christina_Wong.